Well, the sad news reached us over the last number of days. The Shane Scannell from Tralee passed away after being taken to hospital in the early hours of May 21st after he was found unresponsive on Salt Street in Epsom following a suspected hit and run. The 44-year-old Tralee man subsequently died from his injuries last week. With me on the line to talk about this, we have got Peter Stewart, who's a journalist with BBC Surrey. We also have Sinn Féin councillor Cathal Foley. Peter, good morning to you. What can you tell us about the investigation here into what happened to Shane? I understand Gardaí or police are looking for witnesses. Hello, Peter. Okay, we will try and get Peter back up on the line. Lost him there momentarily. We'll try and get him back up the line as soon as possible. Sinn Féin councillor Cathal Foley with me as well. Sinn Féin, desperately sad news reaching Tralee in the last few days of the shock, I suppose, first of all, of what happened to Shane, and then sad news that he passed away in hospital.
Absolutely, Gerry. It was a huge shock to, obviously, his friends and his family, but anyone that knew Shane. Shane was very well known in Tralee. He worked for many years in local bars and hotels around the town, so would have been very well known around the town. He grew up in Ballinasloe Estate, went to school locally in town, as I said, and then immigrated to England. He kept in touch with his friends and his family in Tralee and returned on many occasions. I haven't met him in a few years, but any Kerry match that we used to go to Dublin and that, you'd always bump into Shane. He was a huge sports fan. He was a massive Liverpool supporter, as many of his friends would attest to. He was one of the biggest Liverpool supporters, he was known. But of course, it was an absolute horrendous situation for himself and his family.
Yeah. Cathal, stay with us now. We have Peter Stewart back, journalist at BBC Surrey. And Peter, can you tell us what is thought to have happened here and what stage the police investigation is into what happened, Shane?
Yeah, Gerry, police still appealing for information. They're not entirely sure what happened. It was in South Street in Epsom. And as you say, it was a road traffic collision there. Around about 12:15 in the morning, and the vehicle, as you say, failed to stop, or at least the driver failed to stop at the scene. And as you say, that has resulted in the very sad death. Now, just to give you a bit of perspective about Epsom, it's in the north of Surrey, so Surrey bordering London. Surrey actually a very safe county. It is the third safest county in England, so these kinds of incidents are few and far between. It is the lead up to the Epsom Derby this week, but of course this incident happened last week, several days ago. But we are expecting, because of the sheer influx of people from around the country, around the world, to Epsom, that there is going to be perhaps a little bit more concern from police. They do bring in extra officers over the Epsom Derby weekend, which is of course next weekend. And in fact, just this last weekend, there was another very serious assault in Epsom. Not thought to be related in any way, but it does just put into perspective the kind of surge in violence and potentially crime that we do have in the town leading up to the Epsom Derby every year.
And police are looking for witnesses, Peter.
Absolutely. They're appealing for anyone who was in the area at the time to get in touch with them. So, again, that's, as you've reported, Gerry, Sunday, the 21st of May, very early in the morning, just after midnight, to get in touch with Surrey Police. And as is usual now, not just witnesses who may have been there, pedestrians, but also people with dash cam footage and that kind of thing, who may not have perhaps realised the significance of what they caught on camera at the time, but who may have been in the area and caught something on their dash cam unwittingly, which may now help police piece together exactly what it was that led to this unfortunate death.
Yeah, a man in his 50s was arrested, I understand, but later released.
I understand. Yeah, absolutely, which gives the impression that the police are starting to, as I say, piece together the various pieces of evidence that they have at the moment, but no substantial breakthrough at this stage.
Okay. All right, Peter, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us and filling us in on the latest details. Yep. Peter Stewart there, journalist of BBC Surrey. And Cathal, look, I know the family will get lots of support from everyone here in Tralee over these difficult days.
Of course it will, Jerry. Of course it will. Anyone who knew Shane, I knew Shane since I grew up very close by to Shane. I know him since he was a child, and it's absolutely shocking. He was very quiet, unassuming lad. He wasn't boisterous, or he wasn't, you know, he was just a very quiet, salt of the earth guy who loved his sport, loved his family, and loved his friends, and he'd be very, very sorely missed. It's a horrendous tragedy for himself and his family, as I said earlier.
Yeah,
it's hard to believe, Jerry. As I said, it's just, I can picture him growing up. It's just he was always a very quiet lad, always well mannered, lovely guy, very, very friendly fella. So very, very, very sad.
Yeah, you would hope that the investigation continues apace in Epsom and they find out exactly what happened, just to give a bit of peace of mind as to what happened to him, Cathal, as well. That might bring some solace to the family.
That goes without saying. It's not going to bring Shane back, but it goes without saying, of course, they're going to get hope to see justice got for him and his family. But look, hopefully the people of Tralee will turn out and support his family, and in the coming days and months ahead, it's going to be a very, very hard time for his family.
Yep, certainly will. Listen, we'll leave it there, Cathal. Thanks a million for that. And of course, it will be, as it always is in the UK, quite a number of days in terms of repatriation and funerals and all of that. So details to come in relation to Shane.